Ever feel like proving discrimination in court is almost impossible? Well, today's deep dive might give you some hope. We're looking at Reeves v. Sanderson Plumbing Products, a case that went all the way to the Supreme Court and, you know, changed the game for age discrimination lawsuits. It's a case about a guy, Roger Reeves, who worked somewhere for 40 years.
Wow.
Only to be let go.
Oh, that's rough.
At 57. And this case got everyone talking because it raised a big question. How much proof is really enough proof to win?
You know, what's really interesting about Reeves is that the Supreme Court put the spotlight on pretext.
Pretext. Yeah. That's a word you hear a lot in law, but what does it really mean, you know, on the ground?
Yeah. So think of it this way. Sanderson Plumbing said they fired Reeves for inaccurate attendance.
Okay.
Sounds reasonable, right?
Seems legit.
But Reeves argued that those attendance records were just a cover-up, a pretext, right? To hide the real reason, age discrimination. So the court had to figure out, was it really about attendance? Or was there something else going on?
So it's like peeling back the layers of the onion.
Yeah, exactly.
To see what's really underneath.
Yeah.
So they gave their official reason. How did he fight back against that?
Well, before we get there, it's important to note that Reeves had already established what's called a prima facie case.
Okay.
Meaning he had presented enough initial evidence to suggest that age could have been a factor in his firing. He was the right age, he was replaced by a younger worker, and he was qualified. So Sanderson Plumbing had to give a solid reason.
Right.
A non-discriminatory reason.
Okay.
And that's where they came up with the attendance issue.
Okay, so he's got his initial case.
Yes.
They throw out their reason.
Right.
And he basically says, no, that's a cover-up.
Right, exactly.
But how do you actually prove that?
Yeah.
What evidence did he have?
Well, one thing that stood out was a comment made by one of the directors at Sanderson Plumbing. He supposedly said that Reeves was so old, he must have come over on the Mayflower.
Oh, wow.
Now, you might think that's just a joke.
Right.
But courts don't always see it that way.
I can see how a comment like that from someone with authority could really raise a red flag.
Yeah. Exactly. The Supreme Court has said these kinds of stray remarks, especially when made by decision makers, can be evidence of bias. It's not just the words. It's the context and what it reveals about the company.
So we've got that comment. Was there anything else?
Yeah, there was also evidence of inconsistent treatment.
Oh, interesting.
Reeves argued that younger employees with similar attendance issues didn't face the same consequences.
Okay.
If the company had been strict with their attendance policy across the board, their argument might have held up better. But these inconsistencies suggested that age might have been playing a role.
Right. So it's like building a case brick by brick.
Yeah.
You've got the initial claim.
Yes.
The questionable reason.
Uh-huh.
The ageist comment.
Yes.
And then how other people were treated.
Right. It starts to paint a picture.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And that's what the Supreme Court did in Reeve, right?
Exactly, yeah. They basically said you don't always need that smoking gun. One undeniable piece of evidence.
Okay.
It's about looking at the whole picture, right?
So Reeves built his case. The Supreme Court is listening. What happens?
Well, they sided with Reeves, and they said that if an employer's explanation is proven false, in other words, it's pretext,
right. Yeah.
And there's that solid prima facie case, then a jury can infer discrimination.
So you're saying just proving that the reason the company gave was a lie, that alone was powerful enough.
Well, the court acknowledged that direct evidence is rare, so they said showing pretext, especially with other evidence, can be enough.
That's a huge shift for employees. I feel like before this, it was way harder to prove discrimination.
Absolutely. It lowered the bar. It made it more possible to win even without that clear-cut proof.
Yeah.
And that's why this case was such a big deal.
So what does it mean for lawyers, for anyone facing discrimination? What should we be thinking about?
Well, for employees, document everything.
Okay.
Any little hint of age bias, write it down. Any discrepancies, comments, anything that feels wrong, write it down.
So build your case. Be ready to take apart their story.
Exactly. The more you have to support your claim and challenge them, the stronger your case will be. Remember, proving pretext is key. And Reeves gave employees a powerful tool to fight back.
This is all so interesting. I'm curious what employers should learn from all of this.
You know, Reeves is a wake-up call for employers. It shows how important consistency and transparency are. Make sure your reasons are documented, performance-based, and train managers to avoid those age-related comments, even jokes.
Right.
Because they can come back to haunt you.
It seems like, legally speaking, those jokes are seen as, like, evidence of bias.
Yeah, the context matters. Reeves didn't erase the need for evidence completely, but it did show the power of pretext. It's a reminder that courts are looking deeper and scrutinizing employers for those hidden motives.
This is really a game changer. It's really leveled the playing field. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's riskier for employers to hide behind flimsy reasons, and it empowers employees to stand up.
So how does Reeves fit into the bigger picture of discrimination law? Didn't it build on an older case, McDonnell Douglas Corp. v. Green?
You're right. Reeves didn't come out of nowhere. It clarified the framework from McDonnell Douglas, another key case.
Okay, I'm ready for part two. This is fascinating. I think our listeners are going to love this.
It's interesting how these legal precedents kind of build on each other, like layers of a cake. Reeves really took what McDonnell Douglas established and made it more complex.
Okay, so for those of us who maybe aren't experts, can you break down McDonnell Douglas for us and how it connects to Reeves? I think understanding that will really solidify what we've learned so far.
Sure. McDonnell Douglas basically set up this three-part system for proving discrimination when you don't have obvious evidence. First, like we talked about with Reeves, the plaintiff has to establish a prima facie case. That initial evidence showing discrimination could be a factor.
Right. So step one is like showing something fishy might be going on.
Exactly. Then the employer has to give a legitimate, non-discriminatory reason for what they did.
Like Sanderson Plumbing, using those attendance records.
Right. And finally, if the employer gives a reason, the plaintiff has to prove that reason is actually pretext, a cover-up for the real reason. McDonnell Douglas set the stage, and then Reeves came along and showed just how strong proving pretext can be.
So what was it about how the Fifth Circuit handled Reeves that got the Supreme Court's attention? It sounds like they messed up the McDonnell Douglas framework, right?
Exactly. The Fifth Circuit basically said that even if Reeves proved pretext, he still needed additional smoking gun evidence to win. They were making it too hard.
So even though the company's whole defense was a lie, they wanted even more evidence. That's crazy.
The Supreme Court thought so too. They basically said, hey, you're giving too much power to the employer and not enough to the evidence of pretext. Remember those ageist comments from the director and the inconsistencies? The Supreme Court said that stuff matters.
So they were looking at the big picture, not just one thing.
Exactly. They said that if the employer's reason is a lie and there's other evidence suggesting discrimination, a jury can totally infer discrimination. They don't need that smoking gun.
I'm starting to see how Reeves shifted the power. Proving pretext became a huge deal.
Yeah. It's not just a technicality. It's a key piece that can lead to a fair verdict.
Okay, but let's play devil's advocate. What if an employer says, look, we were wrong, but it wasn't about age. We just messed up. Can they get away with that?
That's a good question. And it shows why Reeves is so important. The court didn't say pretext automatically means discrimination, but they did say it creates a permissible inference of discrimination.
So it's not an automatic win for the employee, but it puts the employer on the spot.
Right. It puts the pressure on them to come up with another explanation. If they can prove their mistake was unintentional and not about age, they might be okay. But they have to prove it.
It sounds like Reeves is making employers think twice.
Definitely. They can't just make up excuses anymore. It pushes them to be honest and fair.
Okay, this is making sense. Were there any dissenting opinions? Did any of the justices disagree?
There wasn't a formal dissent, but Justice Ginsburg did write a concurring opinion to point out a possible exception. She agreed with the majority, but she said there might be rare cases where pretext alone isn't enough.
Are we talking about some crazy situation where there's really no evidence of bias?
Yeah, like maybe the employer's records are such a mess, it's impossible to know if their reason was pretext or just incompetence. In those rare cases, she thought maybe a plaintiff might need a little more evidence.
So Reeves isn't a 100% guarantee, but it's a strong presumption in the employee's favor.
Exactly. It's a framework with some flexibility, but it definitely aims to protect employees.
It's amazing how much one case can change how the law works. We've talked about the legal stuff, but we shouldn't forget the human side of this, right?
Absolutely. We're talking about real people like Roger Reeves. He gave years to a company and they just tossed him aside.
Losing your job after so long, especially if you think it's because of your age, that's got to be tough. It's not just about the money, it's about feeling valued.
You're right. The emotional impact can be huge. It can affect your self-esteem, make it harder to find a new job. And for older workers, there's ageism from potential employers, too.
It's sad to think someone's age could hold them back from working and supporting their families.
It is. And that's why cases like leaves matter. They give older workers a way to fight back and hopefully stop others from going through the same thing.
It sounds like Reeves said, ageism won't be tolerated. Experience matters.
Yeah. Reeves was a win for everyone who's faced age discrimination. It shows the law can be a force for good.
This has been really insightful. I'm curious to hear more about the practical side of Reeves. What's been the impact on the workplace? And what challenges are left in the fight against age discrimination? Welcome back to our deep dive into Reeves v. Sanderson Plumbing. We've seen how this case really highlights the issues of age discrimination and that idea of proving pretext. But how has Reeves played out in real life? Has it actually made things better?
You know, it's been pretty amazing to see the impact. Reeves has emboldened employees to come forward with age discrimination claims. And, you know, it's giving them a stronger footing legally. We're seeing more lawsuits, but we're also seeing a shift in how employers handle these things.
So it's not just about winning in court. It's about changing the way things work.
Right. Reeves is making employers be more careful.
Okay.
More aware of age bias and more proactive about preventing it. They're documenting things better, being careful with their language, and you see more diversity inclusion training.
So Reeves isn't just about suing people. It's about building a more respectful and fair workplace.
Exactly. That shift in thinking is probably the most important thing Reeves has done.
Yeah, that makes sense. But let's be real. We know age discrimination is still out there.
Yeah.
Even after Reeves, what are the biggest challenges and what else can we do to stop it?
That's the big question, isn't it? I think one of the toughest things is that ageism can be so subtle. It can be unconscious bias or jokes that seem harmless or even assumptions about what older workers can do.
So it's not always as obvious as that Mayflower comment, right?
Right.
But those little things can still hurt.
Oh, absolutely. And those subtle things are much harder to prove in court. So we have to keep talking about ageism, teaching employers and employees about their rights, and promoting diversity so that people of all ages feel valued.
So it's got to be a team effort. Laws are important, but so is education and changing the culture.
Couldn't agree more. And we can't forget that age discrimination isn't isolated. It often overlaps with other kinds of bias, like sexism or racism.
Right.
Older workers who are already facing other disadvantages might have even more obstacles, so they need more help.
It's like age discrimination adds another layer of difficulty for people who are already struggling.
Exactly. As we move forward, we need to think about all these things together and really work to stop age discrimination. We need a society where everyone can thrive, no matter how old they are.
It's pretty amazing how Reeves v. Sanderson Plumbing has become such a symbol of hope. It's like it kicked off a movement for change.
It really is a landmark case. It was a big win, but it's just one step on a long road to making workplaces truly fair for everybody.
Well said. As we wrap up our deep dive into Reeves, I'm thinking about the people behind these cases.
Yes, that's so important. Real people whose lives are affected by this stuff, we can't forget about them.
Thank you so much for being here and sharing your insights. This has been incredibly helpful, and I know our listeners are going to learn a lot.
It was my pleasure. I hope this gets people thinking and inspires them to keep pushing for fairness in the workplace.
And to our listeners, whether you're a lawyer, a student, or someone who's faced age discrimination yourself, remember that Reeves is more than just a legal case. It's a reminder that things can change, that we have to keep fighting, and that the law can be on our side.
And as you go about your work, always think about the people involved and try to build workplaces where everyone has a chance to succeed, no matter how old they are.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Reeves v. Sanderson Plumbing Products. We hope you found it helpful. Until next time, keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep fighting for a more just world.